Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's just really too bad that Jesus told us that we have to pay taxes. It would have been nice, particularly given our continual economic woes, if we could just have claimed that it was against our religious principles to pay taxes. I mean, we need every dime we can get, right? Instead, Jesus makes it clear that tax evasion is not a Christian option. Darn. Give, therefore, to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. I wonder, do you think that taxes are all that Jesus is talking about here? I somehow doubt it. Jesus never tends to answer a question simply, and besides, the context of where the story falls between the parable of the wedding banquet that we heard last week and the two more questions from the Sadducees and Pharisees about the resurrection from the dead and the greatest commandment, there seems to be more at stake here than just a question of billing priorities. What then do you suppose Jesus is saying? I guess it has something to do with that coin. This may well be the only story in which Jesus uses an object lesson to answer a question. So, well, let's try it for a minute. Here we have a $5 bill. I'm sure you've all seen one of these before. It has a picture of an American president on the front of it, Lincoln, to be specific. It has written across the top, Federal Reserve Note, and on the back, the United States of America. It also has a stamp on it that says, the United States Federal Reserve System, and the other side, the Department of the Treasury. It also has the signatures of the Treasurer of the United States and the Secretary of the Treasury, and an anti-counterfeit, colorful pattern with the U.S. seal, E Pluribus Unum, held in eagle's beak. Now, all of that to say that this $5 bill clearly belongs to the United States. And its value is determined by belonging to the United States. As we noticed in the children's message earlier, any currency that doesn't come from the United States, it has another country's name written on it, other artwork emblazoned on across it, different signatures on it. All of that to say that currency belongs to that particular country. And its value is determined by belonging to that country. Yes, really, the American dollar's value is determined by the stability of the United States, the strength of the American workforce, the integrity of the American government. There is no value to this particular $5 bill except for the fact that it is owned by the United States of America. And in itself, it grants no value to its owner. Jesus' denarius is the same. It has the emperor's image on it. It has the emperor's title written on it, identifying divinity and kingship. All of that to say, this denarius belongs to the emperor, to the empire. And its value was determined by belonging to the empire. You know, that's exactly the opposite of the way we tend to think. We want to think that our value is determined by what we own, whether that be money or education or things we do, that we can claim as ours. How much our investments are worth is directly linked to how much we are worth. How much money we get in our monthly or weekly paycheck gives our egos affirmation or, well, a little deflation, depending on the amount. And to those who don't pull in any money at all, well, that sometimes makes most of us feel pretty worthless. In our mindset, in the way that we run our world, in our culture, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and George Soros are worth more than the homeless guy who sleeps underneath that interstate bridge, or the immigrant laborer of questionable legal status picking apples in the field down the road. We have based our worth on money, on what we own. And this is where the Pharisees and the Herodians are coming from when they ask their sneaky question. They aren't asking about taxes. They are asking about where one should put their worth, where a person should put their value and meaning, in an occupying, extremely powerful governing authority, or in the promises of a free Jewish nation proclaimed by God. They figure they have Jesus trapped because it's either one or the other. They both demand total allegiance and total self-investment, at least if what you own determines who you are. But Jesus flips the question on its head. Jesus points out that you are not worth what you own. Your worth is determined by who owns you. And the comparison becomes obvious. Whose likeness are you marked with? With whose name have you been labeled? You have been created in the image of God. In every face, in every human being, you can see the marking of the divine creator, the God who made the heavens, the God who will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with God's truth, as the psalmist proclaims. You are emblazoned with God's very likeness. And as God's chosen people, the Pharisees, the Herodians, and Jesus' listeners were marked with God's name and title, they had been given the law and the prophets. They had heard God's name echo from the burning bush, and it was permanently engraved on their hearts. And you too have received God's name. In the waters of baptism, you heard the name of God, and you were marked with the cross of Christ forever. That's whose name you are labeled with. Who owns you is clear. You are God's. And because of that, you are of unequaled worth. Your value is so great that God sets a place at the table for you and invites you to the wedding banquet. Your value is so great that God refuses to let death win and promises to raise you on that last day. Your value is so great that the living and true God, the God who made the heavens and causes the forest to sing for joy, that God walked the dusty roads of Galilee to a cross and out of a tomb so that you could hear these words. I love you, and you are mine. So what is it in the end? To pay some taxes, or to share, or to give away a few dollars, even a whole lot of dollars, or even the whole world for that matter, when you are worth God's very heart. Praise be to God. Amen.